The Senate Indian Affairs Committee met today for the first time this year in a short session to officially get the new Congress underway. Hawaii Senator Daniel Akaka took the gavel as chairman, and Wyoming Senator John Barrasso is the top Republican. Alaskan Senator Lisa Murkowski held on to her committee seat. But one voice is noticeably absent, that of recently retired Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Dorgan led the committee through one of Congress's most significant eras of progress on Native issues.
Former Senator Byron Dorgan says listening is the key to progress.
The only way it works to get things done is if you reach out and work with those who are running the tribal governments around the country, and also with the tribal members to sit and talk with them, hold listening sessions all across the country, which we have done. And then from that, develop the approaches that all of us believe can work.
That may sound obvious, but Dorgan says it hadn't really been done, so he made visiting Indian country a big part of the committee's agenda. And that was a shift to Alaska Natives and Native Americans who, for so long, were flat out ignored by Washington. Dorgan sat down with APRN in December as his time as chairman was wrapping up and reflected on his final years in the Senate.
We have probably done more and more significant policy pieces on legislation in this Congress than have been done in 30 years in the Congress. I mean, it's pretty amazing because this is seen as a Congress in which it's hard to get things done.
Major bills signed into law include the Indian Health Care Improvement Act and the Tribal Law and Order Act, the longstanding Cobell settlement over the government's mismanagement of Indian trusts was finally wrapped up, and the stimulus bill sent $2.5 billion to Indian country. Dorgan says getting attention for Alaska Native and American Indian issues hasn't been easy, despite some shocking statistics.
You know, when you have, for example, in a healthcare situation, you have Native Americans, those who were here first and greeted everybody that came to this great country, when you have 40% of their healthcare needs unmet, there is full-scale healthcare rationing going on. That ought to be a scandal on the front page headlines of every newspaper in the country, but it's not, because those winds of scandal blow on Indian reservations all across the country every single day, so it's not a news item.
One of the ways Dorgan combated the apathy and busy schedules of other lawmakers was to personalize the issues.
Rather than just say, you've got to keep your promise for health care for American Indians, I decided I'm going to make sure all of my colleagues stare in the face of a young child or stare in the face of an elder.
That's what made Dorgan care. He remembers going to the Crow Reservation in Montana and meeting a grandmother who held up a picture of a little girl who was sick but was repeatedly misdiagnosed because of poor medical care at an Indian Health Service clinic. The child died of cancer. Dorgan made it his mission to share her story.
And I took the picture of Tashawn Rain Little Light, and she was a little dancer, and she was in her traditional dress, beautiful picture with sparkling bright eyes. And I held that up on the floor of the Senate on an easel every time I spoke about this, so that my colleagues would understand this is not some abstraction. This is about kids who are dying.
That personal touch is what helped Senator Dorgan win supporters, says Jacqueline Johnson Peta, an Alaskan who is executive director of the nation's largest Native organization, the National Congress of American Indians.
I think he did it better than anybody I've ever seen do it before. He'll tell the story of someone at home in North Dakota or the challenge of suicides in Indian communities. We can all talk about them, but when he talked about that teenager or he talked about that feeling of hopelessness, he painted the picture and made it come alive.
After nearly three decades in Congress, Dorgan now hopes to use those techniques off Capitol Hill. He's working part-time for a D.C. law firm, teaching at Georgetown University, and he founded the Center for Native American Youth, which is launching this month through the Aspen Institute. Dorgan says one of its goals is combating the crisis of suicide.
Of all the things that I have done that, number one, has broken my heart in some ways and others given me great inspiration in other ways, is the issue of Indian children, what they confront on a daily basis in some areas of the country, and what needs to be done to give them the same hope that the rest of us have in this country, that you can become what you want to become and have a life that is a life full of opportunity.
Dorgan says because of that, his work fighting for Alaska Natives and Native Americans will continue. And he says along the way, he hopes to be part of a new chapter in history, one that restores trust with Indian country. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.